Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
All right, so you're making it up to Devonport tomorrow for the big game?
Yeah, I'm still doing my mathematics on that. I need to be at the Silverdome a little earlier than I thought I'd have to be, unfortunately, for the Jack Jumpers. So it's looking unlikely, which I'm devastated about because I'd love to be in two places at once.
Yeah, indeed. Anyway, 1:10 start for that game, Hawks versus Richmond at Devonport Oval. It'll be a huge day for obvious reasons. And it'll be like it's one of those happy, sad events at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no denying there's absolutely no way anyone will forget about what we're there for tomorrow because, absolutely terrible tragedy. And the AFL was right at the front foot, weren't they, after it happened, saying they were going to acknowledge it in some way. And that's what tomorrow is all about, raising as much money as possible for these poor families that have done it so tough. And I'm sure all the players are fully invested. Jack Riewoldt's wearing some special boots, I noticed. So it'll be a great day, not one of celebration, but one of reflection. And to have two of the big clubs at Devonport Oval in front of 10,000, Darren, absolutely magic it'll be. So how good will it look on the TV, on Fox Footy, live around the country with a packed Devonport Oval? I'm not sure when the last time Devonport Oval had 10,000 in, but it would have been a long time, I reckon.
Well, that'll certainly happen tomorrow. A little bit of rain is forecast, so for people going along, don't take your good shoes and take some wet weather gear just in case, but that'll be spectacular. All right, so what else is happening in the AFL? Any other bits and pieces?
We had the first pre-season game, well, not the first pre-season game, but the first official pre-season game last night where stats and everything are available, and Carlton were pretty impressive against Melbourne, the reigning premiers, of course. They won by 5 points. Melbourne were coming hard at the end, but the Blues would not have to hang on. And I think they're going to go pretty well under Michael Voss this year, I reckon. So we'll keep a close eye on them. Tonight we've got the Western Bulldogs and Brisbane facing off at Marvel Stadium as well. And then plenty of other games throughout the weekend also. And even on Monday night we have a game. So looking forward to that. And good news yesterday, Tassie boy Hugh Dixon, who used to play for Fremantle, has been picked up by the West Coast Eagles. Obviously, Jack Darling, still not sure about what he's going to be doing this year. More likely than not, he's not going to play. So, Hugh Dixon, a big forward, comes in from the Kingro Tigers in the TSL in the past. Anyway, he's been in Perth for a while now since he debuted for Fremantle. But great to see him get an opportunity.
All right. What's going on in AFLW?
Yeah, well, we've got some big games this weekend, and we know we're reaching the climax of the season. But the one I've got my eye on is Brisbane and North Melbourne. That's fourth v fifth on the ladder, so plenty to play for these two clubs. We know North Melbourne had the little hiccup loss last week against the D's, so they'll be keen to bounce back with a win.
Righto then. Well, let's go to the cricket, and there's plenty on. So we've got the Test match starting in Pakistan, first one in 24 years. Heavy security, as you would expect, and it looks like there was normally you would say if you're going to sort of Pakistan, India, that you would play two spinners, but apparently Pat Cummins says may not be the case, so might just go with one spinner in Nathan Lyon.
Yeah, it looks like it's a bit of a road, doesn't it? Good conditions for the batsmen, so. We'll see what happens this afternoon. It gets underway at 4 o'clock, so it's a really good time of day, prime time. And I mentioned earlier to someone, Darren, that these are the days you're thankful for KO Sports where you have the split screen.
Yeah.
So tonight you got the footy and the cricket and the basketball if you're into that as well. So, yeah, plenty to like if you're a sports fan.
Yeah, all right. So I'll be watching a bit of that this afternoon, no doubt. The Women's World Cup cricket's on in New Zealand actually starting this weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to this, the 50-over World Cup, so can't wait for it. A little bit of interrupted preparation. I think Ash Gardner tested positive to COVID. So,
yeah.
We'll see how they go, the girls, because obviously Elise Perry did pretty well in the warm-up game. Can't wait to see how she goes over there. Obviously, she was in and out of that T20 team over here in Australia and led up to the World Cup, but this is a longer version of the game, so the strike rate's not that as important. So looking forward to seeing how the girls go. Can't wait for it.
Well, sad news for Ash Gardner. So she'll be out for a minimum week. But that's might be good news for Nicola Carey.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely from a Tasmanian perspective. So looking forward to seeing how she goes as well. She's obviously a star with both bat and ball, Nick Carey, and deserves her opportunity. She was part of that T20 World Cup win back that 20 whatever it was, now I can't remember what it was. It was just before COVID anyway, because they had that big crowd at the MCG. So, yeah, can't wait for the World Cup there. And so much support on this weekend. Not sure we're going to squeeze it all in, to be honest.
Yeah, and Tassie playing New South Wales at Blunston. Playing Victoria at Blunston. They had the two games washed out against New South Wales. So that 50-over game is on Sunday?
It is indeed, yeah, absolutely. So we had the two washouts last week up in New South Wales, of course. So a really important game, this one, to try and get some points on the ball. We're off to a press conference with Ali De Winter this morning, actually, at 9:15. So I'll know a bit more about the squad then, but you wouldn't expect it would have changed too much from Sydney, given no one got an opportunity up there.
Indeed. And then they play Victoria again in the Sheffield Shield next week. We'll talk more about that on Monday. Right, so that's a huge weekend of cricket. Now, Jack Jumpers against New Zealand at Launceston. So you're doing the court side. Have you ever done a game there at Launceston?
I haven't done a courtside game. I've been to a number of games there, though. I really like the Silver Dome for basketball. It's a lot more intimate than my State Bank Arena is. You're a lot closer to the action if you're in the crowd, obviously, being a smaller venue. And I really enjoyed the games there last year. So, Launceston fans will really, Northwest Coast fans will enjoy it too tomorrow if you're getting along. And a game we should take care of, really. We've beaten New Zealand twice already this season. They've got players in and out of their side through injury, etc. So, even without Will Magno, who's still 2 to 3 weeks away, Scott Roth told us yesterday, and we're not sure about the availability of Matt Kenyon for this one yet. But, I think the Jack Jumpers should be able to get the job done against the Breakers.
All right, what time is that starting there?
5:30. So, people should be able to get there from the coast if you double booked. It's just that I've got to be there a little bit earlier, unfortunately, for rehearsal. So it wipes me out of the footy, which I'm devastated about.
All right. Well, good luck calling that game. And you can check out the live stream of that game too as well, I would imagine. Right, let's go to A-League.
Yeah, A-League, big round ahead of A-League action. Obviously, we had the games here. Perth Glory's finished their stint in Tasmania. So we've got Western United coming back in April, I think they're back. But tonight we've got Melbourne Victory at home to Macarthur. Plenty of other games to keep your eye on over the weekend. But if we go straight to the ladder, it's pretty tight at the top still. Melbourne City ahead now, but they've played 2 extra games over Western United. So they're on the same amount of points, both of those sides. So Western United in a better spot, though, given they've got the 2 games up their sleeve.
Mm. And supercars start this weekend in Sydney. It'll be wet. But what I want to talk about is Simmons Plains gets round 2. So that's coming up just end of the month.
Yeah, it'll come out quick, won't it? That's for sure. So I can't wait for that either. Who's going to beat Shane Van Gisbergen, though, Darren?
No one. No one.
Yeah, he's a star, isn't he? It's going to be hard to see anyone sort of knock him off this year. But it's a long season. Anything can happen. But he's the man to beat. That's for sure at this stage.
I think it's a case of if he has a fast car, he wins.
Yep.
But you never know, as they say. All right. Who's on the Water Boys tomorrow?
Yeah, plenty of, again, another one of those shows that's going to be hard to get everything in, but we do have a couple of guests joining us. Relive the Rivalry's not too far away, where a lot of the former superstar VFL AFL players come to town and play in a charity match. So we'll talk to the organiser of that. And also, fantasy footy's big at this time of year, Darren. So Warnie from AFL Fantasy is going to join us to talk about fantasy football. So I know a lot of people are interested in that, some more than others, but certainly a big topic this time of year.
All right, Brent has the Water Boys tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock, just after Martin Sports Show from 8 o'clock. And WinTV tonight from 5:30. Thanks, mate. Have a great weekend.